What you need to know is being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And hey, by the way, Morongo, I really like your TV commercials. You know, when I'm watching Laker games, I really do. So here she is, at UNEEQ underscore. Follow her, everybody.
Please
Here's
do.
Laura.
Please follow me, Instagram and Twitter, UNEEQ underscore. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Kirk, what do you think about the underscore at the end of a Twitter handle? What's your thought on that?
You could be honest.
Yeah, tell us the truth. If you like it,
it's
like
okay.
It.
Well,
so it's all good.
Oh, it's just, it's different.
It's an inconvenience, people, I know.
It's hard to it find on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know.
You always got to find, like, you got to hit the alternate just to hit to that. You know what I mean? Just an extra step.
Okay, in my defense, real quick, because this is not what y'all need to know. But in my defense, that's a college thing that happened that I wanted to keep, and then it just started a life of its own. But it was taken. So I did the underscore. And now you don't really need it as long as you type in, like, on Instagram or Twitter. Like, the person will start popping up. So you don't need to do all the thing. Just saying. Yeah. It's not that complicated. Kaplan has, anyways, he's had this thing with my underscore since.
It's not just your underscore, just so you know. I mean, I don't want you to think it's you. It's not. It's the underscore itself. I just don't like.
You don't like the underscore.
I don't like the underscore at all.
All right. We knew that.
Hard to find.
That's what we needed to know, but we always know that because Kaplan has to throw it out there. Anyway, so last week I told you guys about what Vicente Fernandez meant to me, to my family, to my community. Again, if you guys didn't know, you guys have been living under a rock. He passed away last Sunday at the age of 81. And I love what the city of Pico Rivera is trying to do. It's been reported in many outlets that they're trying to honor his legacy and name a street after him. It would be called Avenida Vicente Fernandez. And it's by the sports arena where he used to do a lot of his shows. So I love it. He has one in Chicago. So he has a street named after him in Chicago pre-passing away. And I love that it's, you know, that we're trying to do that here in the LA County, because Pico Rivera is part of the LA County, has a big, big Mexican, you know, community. So I love that they're doing that. And hopefully they can, you know, make it happen, because I would love to cruise down Avenida Vicente Fernandez in Pico Rivera.
Now, is Pico Rivera the same place as Pico Rivera, or is it a different place?
Pico Rivera is the same as Pico Rivera, yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that I was anglicizing it properly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And then
you're
we were
good.
Going to the same spot. Because if you said to me, meet me in Pico Rivera, and I was like, is that near Pico Rivera? And you'd be like, yeah, same place.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Like Montebello, Montebello, you know?
See, or like, for example, Kirk, people get the vaccine, right? So they can get the Johnson & Johnson. They can get the Pfizer. Or do you know the name of the third one, Kirk?
The J&J?
No, J&J, Pfizer, and there's
J&J. Moderna.
There you go.
Good try, right.
Moderna.
I always just thought the word was Moderna.
Moderna. So
I just thought it was Moderna. Moderna. But Laura has told me it's actually a Spanish word, and it's Moderna.
Yeah, Moderna, which Moderna. Means modern.
Yeah, Moderna.
See. Si.
I do want to ask you this, though, Laura, because you can help me out here.
Okay.
So, Vicente Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
If you compared him to an American-born singer or an American singer, is he like the Frank Sinatra of Mexican music? Like, who would you like kind of equate him to?
I think that's question. Okay. So, he transcends generations, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So for me, I know I had a conversation with one of my friends who's not Mexican. And asked me similar question in a different way. And I said, it just depends. It could be like Michael, right? Michael touched people all over the world. So he wasn't just in the U.S. So, or Prince. Right. So I feel like if I had to, maybe that, like where you would know who Vicente Fernandez is, even if you were like in, you know, Europe or.
Right.
Or obviously in Latin American countries, or here in the U.S. and Canada.
No matter how old, no matter how old you were,
you're gonna know who he is.
Correct. Yeah. I think Michael Jackson could be that.
But I mean, I actually never heard of anybody thinking like Frank Sinatra. That's a good one too. I just feel like, I think MJ, just because of, I mean, granted, MJ was even more known outside of the U.S. and the Latin American countries, but I feel like all the coverage he's had, even in the English stations, and how people that I never, ever would think that would know his music know his music that I was like, what? Like, I saw a country singer pay tribute to him at his concert, and I'm like, sir, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't never been to a quinceañera. You ain't never heard of Vicente Fernandez, baby.
Bro, you don't even need a quinceañera. You go to the club at the end when they're trying to kick you out. It's the Vicente Fernandez song. It's like, you got to go. Yes, you hear the Chente song at the end, you're like, ooh, it's a wrap. We got to go. The lights are about to come on, and you got to find your shoes if you're that girl or you're trying to get the last minute hookup. Like, you know what I'm saying? That you know.
You got to get your shoes if you're that girl.
I ain't that girl. You going to find me with my shoes off. That's nasty. But if that's you, you know, once you hear the Chente song, you know you got to go.
Well, that's what you need to know. It's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Kirk Morrison is in today for George Sedano. We won't be on the air tomorrow, unfortunately, but that's because the Rams will be playing the Seahawks. So, Kirk, let me throw out a couple things at you, and all of this related to the Rams tomorrow. First of all, where is the Rams family day? Where is the Ramily? To give some love to Jared Goff for what he did yesterday. You know, the Lions beating the Cardinals, and not just beating them. I mean, beating them down. The final score was 30-12, but the Lions were crushing the Cardinals. It was one of those days, Kirk, when I say that the league is so unpredictable that it's so entertaining. Who would have ever thought that the Cardinals, coming off a loss to the Rams, would get smoked by Jared Goff and the Lions? Where are the Rams fans to send some love to Jared Goff for what the Lions did to the Cardinals yesterday? What do you say about that?
You know what? I would say, Jared Goff, man, congratulations. You won your second game without Sean McVay in your career. I mean, that's where you start off with first. But, yeah, it gave the Rams, you know, still a clear path to a division title. I think that's what people don't understand. Like, that win yesterday by Detroit was huge. But I've also seen the story before, though. You know, because I look at the Arizona Cardinals cap, and they're similar to how the Rams were last year. I don't know if you can you sense what I'm saying.
I'm curious. Keep going.
Because remember last year the Rams were flying high, and they came to a couple of games down at the down the stretch against the division champ, the division leading team, the Seattle Seahawks. And they lost. Remember that?
I do.
And then they lost to who else? The New York Jets. Remember that? They lost to the Jets, and
man,
we thought the season was all. The Jets had, I mean, at least Detroit hadn't, I mean, had won a game and it tied another. The Jets last year against the Rams, the Jets hadn't won a game, and they came in and beat up on the Rams. So I kind of see some similarities in the Rams and the Cardinals. The Rams last year, the Cardinals this year, where a lot of expectations for the Rams, had one of the better records and could have won a division and all that. And they got slipped up by the Seahawks. They got beat by, obviously, the Jets. And they still made the playoffs, but as a wild card, I look at where the Arizona Cardinals are, having a little bit of adversity. May not win the division. Lost to one of the worst teams in football in Detroit. And now everybody's doing what? Second guessing their quarterback, Kyler Murray. Very similar to what I saw with the Rams unit of a year ago.
You know, this is interesting what you're saying, because I think probably 2 weeks ago, before the Rams beat the Cardinals, most people around the country probably hadn't even really seen Arizona play, but they still had this thing in their mind that they're still just the Cardinals. Kind of the way you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, and you know that they're getting better and they've got a young quarterback who's pretty good and is growing, and he's only in his second year, and he barely played his rookie season because of a knee injury. But you still look at them and you go, but they're still Cincinnati. And then they beat up on Pittsburgh a couple times. You go, well, maybe I should start changing the way I feel about Cincinnati. But when you look at the Cardinals, and if you haven't really seen enough of them this year, you might have just looked at their record when they were 10-2 and said, well, they're really one of the best teams in the NFC. They lost to the Rams. They've lost to the Lions. The loss against the Lions definitely will change the way people think about the Cardinals. And they've got three games to go against the Colts, at the Cowboys, and then home against the Seahawks. And you know what? That is a pretty tough stretch of three games when you're coming off two straight losses and one of them embarrassing to the Lions. Colts are no joke. I mean, the Colts are a much better team than I realized, because I was starting to think that New England was the team in the AFC. Then I thought Kansas City, and now I think the Colts are at least a team that's going to be in the mix. So Arizona's got three tough games down the stretch here, leaving the door open for the Rams.
Leave the door open. That's all you want is a chance. You just want a shot. Rams got that shot now. You know what I mean? Like, they have the shot that probably a couple weeks ago they probably didn't have. And it was Arizona who was running away with the division. That's what I love about the NFL. I love this part about the NFL because there is no true who's the best team, who's the more dominant team. Everybody can be beaten in the NFL. That's what makes it one of the best leagues, I think. There is no front runner right now to win. We can say it, but do you truly believe it? If someone asks you right now, you've got all the, you've got what, $500 right now, last $500, you put it on a team right now because I believe that they're going to win a Super Bowl, would you really be ultimately 100% confident in that team?
No.
Or would you say, you know what, I'll take the field, right?
Well,
you can't, if I gave you one team and said, will this team win, more than not, everybody's going to say the field because there is not one dominant team in the NFL right now. Not one dominant. But there's good teams, but there's not a team that you say, wow, that team's going to walk away with a championship. It's just not the case.
I agree. But I would say this. If you told me, hey, you have to pick one team right now that you think is going to win the Super Bowl, you can only pick one team right now because there's only going to be one team that's going to win. But
yes,
if you could pick one team right now where we are in the NFL season, who would you pick today?
Wow. That's a tough one, man. That is very tough. If I could pick one team today, Cap, man. You got to come back to me. I can't.
All right. Well,
I honestly, right now, there's too many factors. There's three more weeks left in the season. And that's what I think was so special about this NFL season this year, because I go back to before the season started, when everyone was up in arms about this league going to 17 games over 18 weeks. And we said, would this work? Would it work? All the players don't. The NFL right now has record numbers in terms of visibility, in terms of audience ratings. Everyone is watching the NFL because everyone's team is in it. There's seven teams now per conference. It's so much that goes into this, Cap, that like I can't – it is so hard to say, hey, this team. Because if I really did, I can say a team and obviously I can get – 10 reasons why they won't.
Know what I mean? Well, but the thing
how fun this game is.
Right. Well, the thing is that it's a week-to-week thing. So when I say to you,
yes,
who would you pick today? I'll bet you that whoever you would pick today, I'd come back to you next week and say, you still like those guys? And you go, oh, no, not after the way they played. For example, the Buccaneers. Like, yeah, if you would have said to me before this weekend, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I said, you know what? If you're only giving me one team, I'll probably take Tampa Bay. I'll put my money on Tom Brady. Tom Brady's football team, and a lot of guys got hurt yesterday, receivers, running backs, a lot of guys got hurt, but 0 points? Zero? On a Sunday night football game?
Zero
points. Right. So if you said to me today, who's your one team today? Today I'll take Kansas City. By Monday of next week, I might have a whole different answer for you. The Rams, the Rams have the Seahawks tomorrow. They're at the Vikings, who currently have a 10-point lead over the Chicago Bears. And then they've got the Ravens on the road, who the Ravens with a backup quarterback, and they were, you know, obviously 1 point and 40 seconds away from possibly beating Green Bay, who Green Bay had a big lead in that game. And then they finish with the 49ers. You think that the schedule's tough for Arizona? How about these last four games for the Rams?
Yeah. This is going to be fun, man. This is going to be nasty. And you're going to learn a lot about the Rams. They sit at 8-4, and if they win all four of them, they're going to win the division. If they lose three of them, they may not even make the playoffs. That's how crazy these final four games are. But this is the way they set it up, man. This is the best part. This is why you go out and grab Matthew Stafford. This is the reason why you make the trades for Jalen Ramsey. You bring in a Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. It's for reasons just like this. This is the reason why, where your best players have to step up, especially in what we've seen from a week-to-week, you know, Omicron, Omarion, COVID society that we live in the NFL. So you need players to step up at these big-time crucial moments.
Well, I'll tell you this. The Cardinals yesterday and the Lions did the Rams a favor by beating the Cardinals. And I just am still not sure what to make of the team that's trailing these two teams, Arizona and L.A. San Francisco, who probably 6 or 7 weeks ago, all of us thought, well, they're done. They had one nice year. They're done. They've made a huge comeback to get to 8-6. And the 49ers are very much in the conversation about potentially still winning the division based on the games that they have left versus what the Rams have left versus what the Cardinals have left. This is why I think this is the most entertaining NFL season, because every week we can't really predict what's going to happen.
No, and I love it because I don't know. I just don't know. That's why I'm tuned in every time.
Me too. Hey, stick around, everybody. I would like to get into the fact that, yes, indeed, I actually went to a movie theater this weekend and saw the Spider-Man film. I don't know anything about the history of Spider-Man. I don't know anything about these Marvel movies. And yet I still went for the first time to a theater in 5 years this past weekend. And I swear to you, Kirk, it's like they dropped me in from another planet and I've never been to a theater in my life. I want to get to that coming up. Plus, we've got Big Deal or No Deal and a bunch more NFL stuff still coming.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Ooh. Oh, Laura, you just broke this out.
I did. This song. I love this song.
Me too. Two times. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. This is Dono and Cap on 710 ESPN. All right, here it comes.
Don't you dare kill this song.
Come on. That's what Wycliffe's going to do. Tell him, Wycliffe.
Are we all singing? I'm all singing over here by the mic off.
So, Kirk, I was telling you earlier today that I was heading down to the Peach Bowl next week to be with all my college buddies.
The Peach.
And one of my pals, the guy who actually organized the suite at the stadium, the guy who played in the NFL probably 12 or 14 years or so, his name's Reuben Brown. Played for the Buffalo Bills,
nine-time
All-Pro, and then moved to the Chicago Bears. And he's in this video. This video right here by the Fugees, he's in the video. There's a fight scene in the bathroom, and Big Rube goes walking in, and he got to regulate. So he picks some dude up over his head and throws him, and he's like in this video. So I don't know. I was with him in New York. This is going back a few years ago. And he's like, listen, I got to go over to Wycliffe Studio and see him. You want to come? I'm like, hello, yeah. And we go walking in, and they're like boys, and we got to sit there and hang out and watch him do his thing and make music. It was really cool. And so, yeah, man, I haven't been with all these dudes in like 30 years. It's certainly not a big group of them like that. So, I don't know, man. I'm still trying to make this decision. Do I schlep to Atlanta next week, or do I not do it?
Bruh.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Cap, I mean, honestly, I know I would be there. Mm-hmm. I know how fun these things are. Just because you mentioned it, what other event can you get all of your guys, your teammates together? For me, there's only two ways that you get me and all my college teammates together. Now, one is a golf tournament, and two is a football game. So this kind of it is a reason, Cap, and this, I don't want to go on my soapbox too much, but this is why a lot of people understand why the value in football and athletics, but football more importantly. This is the reason why you go out and grab a Lincoln Riley as a head coach. This is the reason why you go out and spend extra money. I don't care about the dollars and cents when it comes to a coach. When you've got the right coach and the program is winning, your football is winning, that is your identity. I don't care what people say. Yeah, some schools are a basketball school, but more importantly, people want to know how your football team is doing. But around this time of year is always about where the football team is playing at, because no matter what, people want to come back out. Hey, what game do we have? What bowl game are we at? We're here. Cap, you gotta go, man. I'm telling you, you're gonna see some guy that you haven't seen, and oh, this was so much fun. And because you don't know if it's ever going to happen again. I'm hoping it'll happen again for you, but these kind of opportunities, I'm telling you, I know from experience. I know from guys who told me, hey, don't worry. Oh, you guys got this. I'll be there in a couple weeks when you guys get to the playoffs. And then we lose our last three straight, and then my buddies don't get a chance to go see me play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been through this. I know what can happen. So you don't know if it's going to happen again. Scotty?
I think you're right. Listen, I mean, even with all the stuff that's going on in the real world of you know, how COVID has come back, I'm like, okay, come on. I'm getting the booster on Wednesday. It's the following Wednesday. I'm driving to Orange to pick up my boy, Kevin Leon, who is our punter. Then we're driving to Huntington Beach to pick up our boy, Lawson Molica, who is an offensive lineman. We're going to LAX. We're flying the three of us together. And then when we get there, all of our pals are going to be there, and we're going to have a great couple of days. So, I mean, I'm inclined to want to go, you know? Usually I'm the kind of guy that's too cheap and I come up with a million excuses, but now...
You gotta go.
I know. I think so, too.
You gotta go, man. Seriously. I'm not even joking. You gotta go.
I think so, too. Hey, listen, I want to talk about the Spider-Man thing for a quick second, and here's why. So, Kirk, what's the last movie you've seen in a movie theater?
The last movie I've seen was Encanto, a Disney movie. I saw it with my kids. I go to the movies regularly. You know, the kids love it. We have Sing 2 coming up this week as well. So I'm really a big movie theater because my kids love the experience. Or they just really love it because they can get a Slurpee. Either one. I don't know. It's still one of those things where, you know, we enjoy the big tub of popcorn. And because movie theaters now, you know, you can pick where you want to sit. You can have and sit back, relax. It's all spread out. So I enjoy the movie theater. And last one I saw was a couple weeks back, I think Thanksgiving holiday, right? Went to see Encanto.
All right. So I got to be honest with everybody, okay? And I've talked about this on the air. Laura and Lindsay have given me a hard time. Sedano does as well. I can't remember the last movie I've seen in a movie theater. Somebody asked me on Twitter what the last movie was. And I think I wrote Avatar. What year was that?
Oh, God. Avatar?
I mean, was that like 2012, 13? I mean, I really don't know. I haven't been in a movie theater in a really long time.
It came out in 2009, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, not.
Oh, my God. I mean, I must have been in a movie between then and now, but I'm telling you, it's been a really long time. So I don't know about everybody else, but if you haven't been in a movie theater in a long time, like, a lot of stuff is different, okay? So let me tell you what happened to me. So first things first, finding tickets to see Spider-Man, not easy, right? Laura, you've seen it, right?
Yep, I went last night, and it wasn't that hard. My friend bought them like an hour and a half before.
Okay, all right, good. So on a Sunday night, what time was the movie?
7:30.
Okay, I went to see an 8:45 Saturday night movie, and all the theaters that I wanted to go to, they were all booked up. You know, all the ones with the nice leather chairs and the waiter service.
Okay, that's true. I give you that. They were all booked.
Okay, so I went to a regular old school movie theater. You know, big theater, lots of people, no service in the... You know, just a regular old
movie
theater.
With the common folks.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, Kaplan was like, I want the leather seats, but I can't have them.
Well, I could get into those theaters, and they were closer. So I went to this movie theater, a Regal theater, and the first thing I had to do was I bought the tickets online. You remember back in the old days, you used to walk into a movie theater, up to the glass, they've got like that metal thing. They're like, hey, can I help you? Yeah, two for Spider-Man, please. You know?
Right.
And then they give you the tickets. It obviously doesn't work like that anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know,
no.
You have to buy your ticket before you go. You buy your ticket online.
Yep.
So I buy my ticket online. I get an email that says, here's your tickets. But as I'm walking into the theater, it says, if you have an Apple phone, click here to download the app. And if you have an Android phone, click here to download the app. So I start to download the app, but the app isn't downloading because I'm not on Wi-Fi. So I walk into the theater and I'm like, I'm annoyed because I can't get the app to download. And I'm thinking to myself, how am I getting into the movie without the app? So this very nice lady who must have been working there, well, she was working there. She had a name tag on. She's like, you look like you need help. And I'm like, I do. Would you help me, please? I said, hi, here's the email, but the app's not downloading. So what do I do? And she pointed out to me. She goes, you see what looks like a ticket stub here in the email? I said, yeah. She said, well, there's a barcode there.
Mm-hmm.
Moron over here didn't even realize that there was a barcode, right?
Yeah, you don't need the app. I was gonna
yeah,
stop
you.
App,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't need the app.
Use the barcode. Yeah.
Yep, that's all you need.
Or yeah,
they scan it and you're like, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, go straight to the wallet with it.
Yep.
Right. So now here's what I do. So and I didn't even think about putting it in the wallet. That's a good idea. So now here's what I do. So now I walk up to the concession stand. My girlfriend is there getting some stuff, popcorn, soda. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I want a Coke. Like I don't really drink Coke, so I got a Coke in the theater. I come pulling up. She's got, you know, soda, a water, and a bucket of popcorn. Dude, this bucket of popcorn, I'm not joking, was for like 30 people.
Yeah, they're huge.
Who needs this much popcorn? Seriously. You know? So then she hands me the soda. Remember back in the old days, you go to 7-Eleven and you get a big gulp. It's like 75,000 ounces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who needs this much soda?
Apparently,
so I actually,
you do.
I said to the young lady who was working there, I said, excuse me. I said, it's a really big soda. Is that the medium? And she goes, yeah, that's the medium. I said, is there a display somewhere where I could see the difference between small, medium, and large? And she actually got a little testy. She's like, that's not my job. I was like, okay. Well, is there a smaller version? And she breaks out a smaller cup, and I'm like, okay, whatever, forget it. You know, I'm being a pain in the ass now. I don't want to. So now I got this giant tub of popcorn. I got this massive soda. Popcorn's in one hand, soda's in the other hand, and now I go to walk into the theater, and now I got to give the guy my phone, and I got no place to put my soda or my popcorn, you know? And I am just making a mess of myself. Popcorn spilling, soda is spilling, I'm trying to put it down on the floor. Oh, I mean, I am just the most annoyed person because I haven't been to a theater in so long. It's like I didn't know how to use the theater. I didn't know about the ticket. I didn't put it in the wallet. Popcorn was too big. The soda was for like a family of 12. Oh, God.
You know what you sound like, Cap? The get off my lawn guy. I swear. I'm like, bro, it's not that complicated to go to the movies. Like, yes, things have changed a little bit, especially with the ticket situation. But the popcorn has always been huge. The soda has always been huge. That, I feel like, hasn't changed.
I know.
At all.
I don't know if I sound like the get off my lawn guy or if I just sound like the old guy.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I was like, anyone going to tell him that?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Get off my lawn the same as the old guy?
Oh, yes, this is exactly what it means.
Thank you, Lindsay.
The definition of the get off my lawn guy is the old guy.
I was like, who's going to tell him when he said
right, I mean, I know. I feel like such a schmuck, man. I really do. You know, and I got this giant thing of popcorn. I got this massive thing of soda. Now I go into the movie, and I sit down. And you know, when people, I like to sit on the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
When people come in from the when somebody's sitting on the aisle, what do? When you have to go past them, what do you say?
I say excuse me. Right?
That's what I say. I'm a nice person. I say, hey, excuse me if you don't mind. People don't say excuse me. They just walk right by. Like, hey, let me move my legs. Let me move my feet. Let me move my popcorn that's sitting on the ground. People don't say excuse me. What's up? Where's everybody's manners?
I will say though, Cap, because I texted you guys what at like 10:30 or so at night. I had a situation last night at the theater as well, but it was more of, I got to my seat. We got there like early because we didn't know how things were going to be with COVID. Are they restricting you? Can you sit? You know, like, is there space? Like, whatever. So my friend and I got there like a good 30 minutes before the movie started. We got our seats. There was nobody around us. We're like, oh, maybe it's like, you know, a party of two and then one empty or whatever. That's what we thought was going to be. So the person to my left got there probably like 2 minutes before the movie started. I'm sorry, 20 minutes before after the movie had started. They actually came in late and they came out the opposite. So they did what Cap was talking about. They like went through everybody instead of going through the empty side. And this girl was like jabbing her elbow because I was at the armrest. And I was like, I kind of moved it, but I guess she wanted the entire thing. And she kept jabbing. And I'm like, oh, hell no. You could say, excuse me. You can say, can we share something? First of all, I don't want you touching me. You were late. I get the armrest by default. But she kept like pushing me and stuff. And then I told my friend, I'm a hitter. And then he goes, he goes, no. And I was like, I told her, I'm like, yo, like we can share it, you know? And she was like, well, can you move? She's like, you're in my seat. And I'm like, girl, you're sitting in your seat. I don't think I'm there. Like, she was so rude. So I'm like, people got no manners no more.
Yeah, I know. Kirk, I'm kvetching to you about all of this. But, you know, ultimately, you realize that Spider-Man was a 2-hour and 40-minute movie?
No.
Yeah.
You did not feel it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly why my friend didn't want to go. He was like, 2 hours and 40 minutes with Omarion going around? No way.
Poor Omarion. But literally honestly, you cannot, you honestly can't feel that it's over 2 hours.
Oh,
because there's so much going on.
Totally disagree. I was
okay,
like,
but you don't know Marvel like that, bro.
That's
like,
true.
So it's different.
That's true. Listen, I admit it.
I get so
really
defensive about that because
I mean, but Kirk, are you going to see Spider-Man? Are you going to see it?
You know, I'm not a Marvel guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I watch, you know, when the big movies come out, the Avengers and all that stuff, I can do that. But when it's just too much with the Spider-Man, the Nexus, it's the Black Widow, and then
Doctor Strange is coming
in. And then Doctor Strange, all like that's just too much for me. You know what I mean? So
are you a Star Wars person?
I can no.
Oh, good, me neither.
Yeah. No. So but Cap, you're kind of reminding me of something too.
Tell me.
If I got time, do we have time for
yeah,
I got
go ahead, story? Go ahead. We'll get the Big Deal or No Deal coming right up.
All right. So I'm really, and you know, I travel every week for college football. All right. I'm on the road. So I got a couple more trips lined up for a couple bowl games and I'm done for the season. Okay. I can sit back and relax, focus all on NFL. But airplane etiquette, there's just certain things now that Cap, it's just for me, I had no idea. You know, you mentioned, you know, going to the theater, you haven't been in a while. I didn't know so many people take their dogs on a plane. Just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I learned this. You know, I know Lindsay has her dog, and that's great. But I'm just saying, I didn't know everyone brings their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone brings their dog on a plane. That's number one. Everybody is now pre-board check-in or getting on the flight. I'm like, wait. Does everybody have to pre-board? Like, people are just pre-boarding just to pre-board. Like, I need to pre-board. Like, why do you need to pre-board? Why can't you wait in the line like everybody else? I just need to pre-board. Oh, my God. I'm just watching all of this. So then I'm getting on my flight. I'm fine. But it's the etiquette getting off the flight right now that is just really, it is so bad in our country. For people out there listening, just wait. We're all getting off the plane together. Like, you don't, Reach. Like... Just because you are standing up in the aisle, you let people get off the plane aisle by aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be in such a rush. You can't be on a rush. You knew what time the plane land. So why are you worried about, oh, I got to get off the plane? For what? Like, relax.
Kirk, so I don't know where you've been, but I feel like people have been doing that as far as I remember, as long as I remember flying.
Oh,
there's always those people that stand up and like try and like book it to the front of the plane. It's like, where are you going?
Like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, literally, I saw people just like walking through, and the lady who's sitting next to me, and she was so nice. She was like, she's just sitting there, but I'm giving her that look like, ma'am, you need to get up, because if you don't, people are going to walk right by you. She was like, oh no. And literally, she kind of waited a little bit. Two people who were standing behind her in the aisle, like, literally just moved her out the way. Didn't even try to help her with her bag or nothing. And I tell you, I said, Rude. See? I said, look, I can help you, but you just can't sit there and expect them people to go in proper etiquette on getting off the plane. Ma'am, you're going to have to stand up.
So then when she stood up, behind you.
Yeah, she had to get her bags. Now, everybody behind her, like, looking like, oh, my God. I'm like, no. I'm going to help her with her bags. So I helped her with her bag, and then she got off. She said, oh, thank you. You know, I appreciate that. She's like, whoa, these people are so. I said, I know they are, and I'm here to enlighten you. These people don't care. They just trying to get off the plane. They don't care who in front of them. I'm glad that you stood to your ground. I mean, you know, she stood her ground, and we got off the plane, and everything was good. But, man, it is just, it's ruthless out here, man.
It
so
is.
I'm giving you that, Scotty. When you get off the plane with your buddies and all that, you better watch out.
I know
they're coming for you.
I know they are. I'm telling you. Hey, in the final analysis, I'll just say this. I don't know any of these Marvel movies either, and I only knew I watched a Spider-Man movie on Friday night so I could maybe know what was going on Saturday night. 2-hour and 40-minute movie. I liked it. I liked the movie. It was good. I liked it. But people are talking about it. It's the greatest movie ever. Oh, my God. It's the greatest. I'm like, it's good. I liked it. It's cute. I like the girl. What's the girl's name in the movie? Zendara. What's her name? Zendaya. Yeah, she's cute. I like her. I like the movie. But I don't want to say anything about it because I feel like everything I say is going to be a spoiler alert. All right, coming up, Big Deal or No Deal is next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, speaking of big deals, it's a big deal that you call the right attorney when you're injured in an accident. Call our friends at Sam & Ash Law, 1-800-304-2000, because you deserve what's right. Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Kirk Morrison in for Sedano today. We'll get back to some Rams talk as we get ready for tomorrow's Rams-Seahawks game. But first, big deal or no deal, and here is Lindsay Baseball.
All right, so Tampa Bay star wide receiver Chris Godwin suffered a major ACL injury during last night's game against the Saints, and he's going to miss the rest of the season, the team announced earlier today. The Pro Bowl wideout fell awkwardly after a collision with Saints defensive back PJ Williams. Godwin is ending the 2021 season with 98 receptions for 1,103 yards and 5 touchdowns. Is losing Godwin for the rest of the season a big deal or no deal for the Bucs' Super Bowl aspirations? Kep?
I'm going to say big deal because I think he's one of your top receivers. I think that they'd created a chemistry. I say they, I mean that Bucs offense. You saw what happened to it last night when they started to lose key skill position players, Godwin being one of them. And so I think when you look at teams in any sport, whether it's the Lakers losing Anthony Davis, the Buccaneers losing Godwin, or Arizona losing their top wide receiver, I mean, I think when you take one of your star players off the field, it becomes a very big deal. I'm going big deal here.
Yeah, I'm going big deal, but probably for different reasons. It's a big deal because Chris Godwin was on the franchise tag. He was playing on a one-year deal, and he was hoping to cash in on a long-term deal after the season. Well, we know now with the injury, how many teams are going to be interested in a outstanding wide receiver who's actually right there with Cooper Kupp in terms of receiving receptions and yards this season. But now, a lengthy rehab, who is going to go in free agency and get Chris Godwin, knowing he may not be available come week number one? So this is one of those situations where that's why I say it's a big deal, obviously for the team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but for the career trajectory and possible millions of dollars he may have lost.
Oof, that stinks. Big blow.
Didn't know about that part of it. Nice job.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. Well, also what's crazy is the Pittsburgh Steelers, they rallied to beat the Tennessee Titans at Heinz Field on Sunday, but not before a major crisis occurred on the concourse. The stadium ran out of ketchup. Heinz Field has been named after the H.J. Heinz Company since 2001, which is the largest ketchup manufacturer in America. When the stadium then ran out of ketchup, fans were quick to make jokes about Heinz Field running out of ketchup with some grand metaphor for the mediocre season that the Steelers are having after a 12-4 season in 2020. Is Heinz Field running out of ketchup during Sunday Steelers game a big deal or no deal, Kirk?
Oh, this is a big deal. Your stadium can't be Heinz and you run out of ketchup, right? That's just like, well, we could say Staples Center ran out of staples because that's how crypto took over, right? So, yes, Staples ran out of staples. And now I guess Heinz Field has ran out of ketchup. I mean, does Minute Maid Park run out of Minute Maid orange juice? Like,
right,
come on. Like,
right. Does a Coors Amphitheater run out of beer? Does a T-Mobile Amphitheater have no cell service? I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Thank you.
Right?
But here's the
I think the bigger issue. We always hear about these supply chain issues all of a sudden. The other day I went to a Starbucks. I haven't been to a Starbucks in ages. I went to a Starbucks. I wanted to order the Grande, which is the biggest one, I think. Yeah. Does that sound right? Or is Tall the biggest one?
Venti.
Venti. Okay. I want to order a Venti, right? You know what the girl told me?
Yes.
She goes, "We don't have any of the Venti cups. Can we give it to you in two tall cups?"
Wow.
I'm like, you're kidding me. So, I mean, wow, the Heinz Field running out of Heinz ketchup. I know what they're not going to do. They're not going to go get Hunt's ketchup. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Starbucks running out of the size cups, yes, that could be a legit supply chain issue. But Heinz Field in Pittsburgh running out of ketchup? No. No excuse for that.
No excuse. How about we sneak in one more before we get to traffic?
All right. Kevin Durant is among 10 Nets currently in the league's health and safety protocol. So, you know, the all-star forward is looking for some ways to kill time tweeting about anything and everything. And that includes a widely circulated clip of a youth player dribbling behind his back. "That bleep stinks," KD tweeted today. Durant's ruthless criticism, though consistent with his usual brand of Twitter hate, came off as unnecessarily harsh, with many reminding him that these are just kids. But KD stood to his take, admonishing the eighth grader for showboating on a play that should have been blown dead for double dribbling. KD wrote, "It's about habits, man." So is KD ripping an eighth grader for showboating a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to go with no deal, because if I say big deal, then I'm feeding into what he wants. It was kind of like we talked about last week when he sent Skip Bayless a tweet that said, "I don't like you." You're just feeding the beast. And KD loves this stuff. And I think he really comes off as looking like a jerk in all of this, the way he did it. And I couldn't even tell if it was a boys' team or a girls' team. I really hate the fact that he does that. And by the way, you talk about a double dribble. How many travels do I see every NBA game? In fact, in the last game, LeBron took like 8 steps. Nobody calls a travel on anything. So give me a break, Kevin Durant.
This is a big deal, man. It's a really big deal. Because you have a NBA Hall of Famer, will be a Hall of Famer, for sure a Hall of Famer, basically telling you, like, man, cut it out. Quit all the nonsense. That's not going to get you better. If you want to be a basketball player, you want to be great, then you got to start doing the right thing. That's like if Kobe Bryant said, "That's not Mamba mentality." You remember the iconic clip of Kobe Bryant sitting down with, oh, my God, who was it? With Jimmy Kimmel. Was it Jimmy Kimmel?
Keep going.
And they were playing the video of, I think, the Lakers after they had just won a game, where they were joking around. And Kobe was just furious and said, "Oh, Kobe, like, what do you think about this?" And he just looked at him and just said, I mean, he looked at Jimmy. I remember the eyes of Kobe looked at him and just said, didn't even have to say anything. Basically, that's not Mamba mentality. That's not what the Mamba wants, or that's not what the Mamba does. So I get it. If I was a young player and I'm over there fooling around, and all of a sudden, like, Ray Lewis or somebody sent me a video saying, "Hey, that ain't gonna cut it," like, I would take that advice and I would say, "Wow, one of the greatest players ever at my position told me that's not gonna cut it. I'm gonna change what I'm doing, and I'm gonna make sure I find a way, and I'm gonna send him a video of me doing it right before I say, like, oh, you know, lay off the kid." No, we need to, this society already too soft. Keep it going, Kevin Durant.
All right, there you go. This society's too soft, my man. Kirk
Morrison, find this Kobe
says.
Video. I gotta go find that Kobe video when he was talking to Jimmy Kimmel after that. Man, it was great.
All right, well, there you go. There's big deal or no deal. And again, if you're injured in an accident, call our friends at Salmon Ash Law, 1-800-304-2000, because you deserve what's right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, final segment of Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. Kirk Morrison, it is great to be with you always. I love working with you. I know we go way, way, way back, but it is great to be with you on 710, and glad we had a chance to do this today. You got big plans this weekend, holidays? I mean, it's only Monday, but Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you already making your plans?
Yeah, big plans. Obviously, this week is you know, got the Rams tomorrow. Can't wait. SoFi Stadium against the Seahawks. Hopefully keeping their, you know, division title hopes alive if they get a win tomorrow. So that's going to be pretty cool. Wednesday, get a chance to talk with some coaches, University of Arizona State University, and also University of Wisconsin. Next week I have the Las Vegas Bowl in Las Vegas on ESPN. So excited to talk to the coaching staffs of both these great institutions. Then my guy Herm Edwards, former ESPN host or analyst, NFL analyst. So got a nice little week of just sitting back, getting, you know, obviously football every single day, it feels like, watching some ball games, getting the Christmas dinner list together. My mother-in-law's preparing some food, so She asked me a question. She said, did I want to do greens or cabbage? Real life question. She just asked me. I'm more of a cabbage guy, you know? Cabbage for me. And she does this little sauteed cabbage with the, you know, smoked bacon and, you know, some of the spices that she uses. So I'm going with the cabbage because it just feels like it just tastes better. Sometimes the greens get a little too, like, watery. You know, it retains too much water, whereas, like, the cabbage doesn't. Like, you can shake the water off, you know what I mean? Or the juices, I should say.
Well, so. I like anything that has bacon in it. I'll tell you right now, I never ate a Brussels sprout in my life. You put Brussels sprouts and bacon together, I'm like, damn, these are some good-ass Brussels sprouts. Damn.
Yeah, that's different. That's really different, by the way. Yeah. Those places where you go with the candy, I mean, the bacon sprouts, I mean, the bacon Brussels sprouts, yes. Sauteed bacon Brussels sprout, that's what it is.
Yeah, a little balsamic drizzle all over the top of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, anyway, so listen, let me get your opinion on this and make a prediction for me, if you will.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks come to town tomorrow. They're having, you know, now, like everybody else in every sport is dealing with, you know, who on their team is unavailable all of a sudden. The Rams, by not playing on Sunday but moving the game till Tuesday, have gotten a lot of their guys back. I mean, Jalen Ramsey to me is like the headline of it all, that right. He'll be back and he'll be playing. We talked earlier today how, you know, Arizona lost. It was a humiliating defeat to lose to Detroit. San Francisco right behind the Rams, a win yesterday over Atlanta, and all of a sudden San Francisco looks like a team. People are saying, they're the team you don't want to see in the playoffs. But,
right.
But the Rams, for as many weeks as they looked so bad, and they finally got a win against lowly Jacksonville, which didn't really do much for most of us in terms of are they back, but the win against Arizona is the win that we all could look at. So I'll throw it to you this way.
Sure.
What happens tomorrow if you're looking into the crystal ball? Seahawks are in town. Rams need this win. Can still win the division. Could still play a home playoff game. I'm rambling, blah, 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 blah. Rams, Seahawks, what happens tomorrow?
Well, it's a lot going into this game. First of all, who's available, right? You know, the Rams want to know who's available. The reason why this game was moved from Sunday to Tuesday was because of a COVID outbreak within the Rams organization. So, obviously, some guys have been already being able to test out of it. Odell Beckham has been able to test out. Also, Jalen Ramsey will be back. So, they got some players who are coming back from this list. And how good can this Rams team? Now, they're going to be thrown off by what happens, you know, having to go 2 days later. And the crazy part about it is it's almost may be an advantage for the Rams because it's 2 days closer. But then also, too, they're going against a team that's playing on Monday night right now, currently, the Minnesota Vikings, who's their next opponent come next Sunday. So the Rams are going to have a crazy Christmas week. And this is a part of the NFL that I always love is that you have to be able to handle adversity. This is adversity. So this is the reason why you go out and get some of the players that you do. Matthew Stafford, Odell Beckham, Von Miller. You bring in real pros. And so that's what I think tomorrow. The Rams are going to have some real pros. They're going to go out and take care of business. I think that they'll win this football game because I'm just not a believer in the Seahawks this year. So much that was going on, and I thought they really sort of sabotaged themselves before the season started with all that Russell Wilson talk. Will he be a Seahawk? Will he not? Tomorrow, all that stuff rises again. If the Seahawks lose tomorrow, it's about where's Russell Wilson playing at next year, Scott? Honestly, it really is. And if the Rams win, they're right on pace. They're right on par with where we thought they would be the entire season, is at top their division with a chance to go to the playoffs and be a number one seed. I mean, it's all that is still there. Now, obviously, the Packers have their say in that, but the Rams tomorrow can have another game in which people realize that this is one of those teams that come playoffs, you don't want to miss. I mean, you don't want to rule them out. And if they win the division, get our first playoff game in SoFi. So I'm looking forward to that.
You know, I love, it's just because I'm selfish. I love Tuesday afternoon football. I love this. I love today. The Raiders right. and the Browns on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m., I was like, I got to get home. I got to see the game. Like, I had like a 1 hour like period of time in the middle of the day. I got to go run some errands and do some things. I'm like, I got to hurry up and get home. I want to see the pregame. I want to see. Listen, again, if you're a football junkie like I know I am, I'm sure you are as well.
Absolutely.
You watch football any day, any time. You give me an NFL football game on Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I'm in. I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. I really do. I think this is one of those situations where, look, with so much football, like every day I have something to watch today. You know what I mean? Because I'm not there yet. Until the football season's over, you know, this is when I start to, you know, get sad and things like that. But having all of this football in front of me, this has been great because usually I watch basketball. I watch a little basketball. I got a couple games I'm gonna keep my eye on tonight. Obviously, Lindsay is gonna wants me to keep watching the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Cavaliers will be on my watch list as they got a game, I think, the next couple days. So I'll be watching them. But for the most part, I'm going to keep my eyes on what's going on in the NFL because we are at this part of season two where all the games really matter. I think that's what drives it fun. I've kind of gave up on my fantasy football team already. I don't even know where I was at.
I got no bandwidth for fantasy football. Like 3 weeks in, I was like, all right, I forgot to start this. I got four players. They're all on a bye. I forgot to change out my lineup. I mean, I gave up early.
Yeah, so I'm kind of already done with that part. But I think the other part for me is just that being able to just go out and sit back and watch meaningful football, meaningful December football, too. That's the fun part.
Yeah. I think the Rams are going to win tomorrow. I feel like, you know, even though they had that what I'll call a slump, and it really started when they lost to the Titans. Because remember, they'd beaten the Seahawks.
Right.
They beat the very lowly New York Giants. They beat the Lions, and at the time, maybe we should have known that the Lions, A, will do anything they could to win. They'll play any gimmick game they could. But one thing about the Lions is they have played hard for their coach all year long. Nothing's gone their way. When you lose on a 66-yard field goal that hits the crossbar and bounces in, nothing's going your way. But they beat the Seahawks, the Giants, the Lions, and the Texans. And when the Rams were 7-4 at the time, 7-1 at the time.
Right.
Everybody thought the Rams were maybe the best team in the entire NFC. But then the loss against Tennessee, the loss at the Niners, no surprise, the Niners have had their number, and the loss at the Packers, all of a sudden they go from 7-1 to 7-4. They beat the Jaguars to get to 8-4. We're like, really, not so impressed. The win last week against the Cardinals was an impressive win last week, Kirk. But as we talk about how each week the league changes, last week the win against the Cardinals looked great. This week, the win against the Cardinals doesn't really look that good because the Cardinals just got beat by the Lions.
Right. That's how the NFL is. It's so funny how they just kind of – how they treat you. They treat you differently each and every week.
Right.
That's the hard part for me. Why would you treat the Rams any other way? Treat them as if they're one of the best teams, I think, in the NFL. Treat them like that. And so tomorrow is one of those days in which you can go out and keep everybody on notice that the Rams are still a team that has to be dealt with. I believe that they are. I will continue to believe that they are, Scott. But other than that, I don't see things changing. I really don't. I think that this is a team that will go out and win in the face of adversity against the Seahawks. They'll do it at home at SoFi. They'll have three games left. But it's all about what they do tomorrow before they can take care of business against Minnesota. And then hopefully in a couple weeks, man, this team is hosting a home playoff game at SoFi.
Rams play tomorrow against the Seahawks. When that game is over, Lakers and Suns. The Suns leading the division at 24-5. The Lakers at 16-15. So you talk about like meaningful games. Here we talked today about, are you done with AD? We had a lot of callers call in. People are very frustrated with Anthony Davis and all the mounting injuries. And tomorrow against Phoenix. So what a day tomorrow will be if you are an LA sports fan. Rams Seahawks, huge game, and then Lakers Suns, another monster game. And you talk about perceptions changing. Lakers beat the Suns tomorrow. We'll all be hyped yet again. So, hey, Kirk, it's great to work with you, man. And enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy all the football and the travel. It's really great to be with you always. And wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a very happy, healthy, prosperous New Year. How do you like that?
Hey, man, absolutely, Scotty. You got it, man. Same to you. Same to you.
Lindsay, enjoy the day tomorrow. Laura, I know you'll always be out there hustling. For everybody that's listening, coming up next, you want to talk about the Lakers? Well, the man, the Slee, Alan Sliwa, is coming up with Laker Talk. That is next. So stay tuned, everybody. And the Sedano and Cap Show is back on Wednesday. Until then, enjoy all the games and peace out.